the cause of all crime and the seed of every evil, by Charles Spurgeon. Could we roll all sins into one mass? Could we take murder, blasphemy, lust, theft, immorality, and everything that is vile, and unite them all into one vast ball of horrid corruption, they would not even then equal the sin of unbelief. Unbelief is the king's sin, the quintessence of guilt, the mixture of the venom of all crimes, the dregs of the wine of Gomorrah, the root sin, the masterpiece of Satan, the chief work of the devil. Unbelief developed into deicide and murdered the Lord Jesus Christ. Unbelief, it has mixed many a cup of poison. It has brought thousands to the gallows, and many to a shameful grave. Many have murdered themselves, and rushed with bloody hands before their Creator's tribunal because of unbelief. Give me an unbeliever. Let me know that he doubts God's word. Let me know that he distrusts his promises and his threatenings. And with that for a premise, I will conclude that the man shall, by and by, unless there is amazing restraining power exerted upon him, be guilty of the foulest and vilest crimes. Unbelief is a Beelzebub sin. Like Beelzebub, it is the leader of all evil spirits. It is said of Jeroboam that he sinned and made Israel to sin, and it may be said of unbelief that it not only itself sins, but it makes others sin. Unbelief is the cause of all crime and the seed of every evil. In fact, everything that is evil and vile lies couched in that one word, unbelief.